Hello?
Hi, Jose. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I was a little busy. How's yours?
Pretty good. I did have a lot of things to do this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, free. So, yeah, it's been a hectic day.
All right. So, how's your weekend?
Good. You know, we got to rest a little bit. So that was good because it's been a little stressful lately. But, yeah, we got to just stay home and chill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you?
A little busy. I'm just working on some projects, like just building one more custom website. So a little busy, a little hectic, you know?
That's very nice.
All right, so just work with Matt Walbury today regarding the shipping merchant, which we will basically discuss on Friday. So, as you told me, basically you're charging, the ship station basically is charging on a monthly basis like $100, is that correct?
Yeah, Stamps.com wants to charge me $100 a month.
Yeah,
if I
and
use their service.
Mm-hmm. And the other option you have, basically, the SipStation also basically charge you on a monthly basis.
Right.
That may basically charge you like $80 or maybe $90 per month.
I'm sorry, who's going to charge me $80?
Like a SipStation.
Oh, so they also charge expensive,
yeah.
Huh?
So if you calculate that for maybe for a year or maybe 2 years, let me calculate that. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
If you calculate the substitution price on a monthly basis is $80. If you calculate that, 80 multiplied by 24, for 2 years, you have to basically pay almost $2,000 on a two-year basis. But this is too expensive, right? You're basically doing your business in a very long-term basis, right? So, and the shipping is your main thing for your website.
Exactly, yeah.
So as I discussed with my developers, we have other more options, people connect different more merchants. That also you have to basically, you don't have to basically be on a monthly basis, but you just have to basically purchase the API, live API for that merchant.
Okay.
For your website. Let's say you're basically connecting multiple more merchants with your website, UPS, FedEx, USPS, and other merchants too. So each merchant, you have to basically purchase API for your website, live API to integrate your merchant with your website.
Okay.
This is one-time fee. You don't have to basically pay on a monthly basis. You just have to basically pay on a one-time, and that's it.
Okay.
Yep. So let me tell you the procedure. SipStation also have FedEx, and I think Stamp also use FedEx, USPS, and UPS. Stamp basically uses 4 to 5 different payment shipping merchant. All
right.
Right. So we also have other options to basically leave the Stamp services, and we will basically create our own third-party plugin, all right? So we will basically connect your basically website with different 3 to 4 shipping merchants. Let me explain you how that things work. So let's say in some area, UPS not provide the service, so automatically shipping merchant come up and deliver your order. Who will basically available on that area?
Okay.
Yeah. So you have two options. You rather than go with the SipStation or maybe Stamp, for a monthly basis. And then other options you have, basically, you just have to basically let me know if you want to connect only one payment shipping merchant with your website, like UPS, that's a little cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to connect different, like a combined more shipping merchants, so we will definitely consider that too. It's still clear, depending on your budget.
Okay. So, all right. So what I have in mind is, for the most part, I'm always going to be doing blind shipping. So Gotham's
mm-hmm.
going to be doing the shipping for me.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, I'm going to do shipping. So it's not really worth it for me to pay $80 a month
to ship
very little orders.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive, right?
So what I was thinking is, because I do have stamps.com already,
mm-hmm.
and it's the rates are very cheap, cheaper than
mm-hmm.
USPS. So is there a way to just plug in a something to verify the address? And automize
the current
address?
Account. Your current account automized with your website. Is that correct? You already have your basically stamps account, and you want to connect that account with your website. Is that correct?
No, I don't want to connect stamps.com because it's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't understand
so,
your basically concerns. Just explain me a little more in detail.
Okay. So basically, is there a way where we can only verify the customer address without having to integrate a shipping service?
Basically, every e-commerce website needs a shipping merchant. All right. If you're basically building any kind of e-commerce website, e-commerce website has some policies, you know. So if you're basically purchasing, if you're basically add your payment merchant on your website, then you also need a shipping merchant if you're basically running a e-commerce website. So and also, right? Let's say you're doing that kind of thing in manually basis. But right now, you don't have a workload, right? And in future,
right.
if you have a ton of clients on a monthly basis, how you will handle that? Because the ship, let me explain you the shipping merchant, how that thing works. So basically, let's say you receive an order, all right? The shipping merchant automatically receive that notification, all right? And then after 4 days or after 5 days, whenever your order are ready, you will basically just open your dashboard and just... click on that button, like say proceeding order. So ShipStation or any other shipping merchant automatically pick up your order from your doorstep, and then that shipping merchant deliver your order to your client doorstep.
So it doesn't automatically purchase the label, right?
Yep.
I have to confirm it?
Yep.
The
label is very every shipping merchant have a different requirements. All right.
Okay.
Usually, not every a shipping merchant need a label printing too. Yeah. So as you told me, you're basically also doing a blind shipping, so you don't need a label. So we already find that a different merchant who don't basically need a label printing. So that's why we sorted out three merchants like USPS, UPS, and FedEx.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Could we do USPS and UPS?
Yeah, we will definitely connect that. The FedEx is also in your list. So FedEx is a little cheaper, but if you basically need a one-time payment life keys for your payment shipping merchant, so UPS is a little expensive. But the FedEx and USPS is a little cheaper.
Okay. What would be the price for those two?
Let me check the price. I think my developer sent me those pricing for one time. So just give me 1 second. Let me find that email, okay?
Okay.
because it just gave me a moment. Basically, the thing is that on a daily basis, I receive a ton of basically emails, so I have to find that email. I just read email in the morning, so yeah.
Okay.
So you want to connect basically the all merchants like USPS, UPS, and FedEx?
Depending on the price,
mm-hmm.
but.
This is
or maybe just USPS.
UPS is not basically providing on all kind of area services, you know. So that's why at least I will suggest you go with two or three shipping motion.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You don't have to basically pay on a monthly basis or yearly basis. This is just a one-time fee. For lifetime.
Okay.
Yep. So just give me 1 second. Let me find that email.
Okay.
So. All right, okay. All right, Jose, hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Yep, the USPS cost you like a $309,
mm-hmm.
and FedEx cost you $209, UPS is basically cost you $404.
That is just to purchase the life key, huh?
This is just a one-time fee. If you're basically connecting any kind of shipping merchant, so some the shipping providers' APIs are free. For let's say you're having a subscription account, so then you will basically the API or live keys are free. And let's say if you don't have basically the monthly basis subscription account, then you have to basically purchase that API or live keys for that merchant.
Okay.
This is just a one-time fee. You don't have to pay on a monthly basis, or you don't have to pay on a yearly basis. This is one time for a lifetime.
All right, cool. So, so for example, USPS, right? I
mm-hmm.
pick USPS,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to create the label for me, correct?
The label.
Are you going to verify the?
Not every basically shipping merchant have a label, all right? And not every shipping merchant have a label requirements.
Okay.
And as you told me, you don't have to basically have that sort of like a functionality. You're basically also doing a blind shipping, so that's why you don't need that label, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what would be the purpose of integrating USPS? What is that going to do for me?
Let's say you don't have to do anything then. Let's say if we connect the shipping merchant with your website. So the shipping merchant automatically deliver your fulfill your order and deliver your order automatically. You don't have to basically place your order on a monthly basis. Let's say you receive an order. So once
mm-hmm.
your order are ready, once you basically print, once your printing are ready, then the USPS, FedEx, or UPS basically pick your order from your doorstep, and then that shipping merchant also deliver your order on your client doorstep. And the pricing or the shipping, you're also basically not charging from your company. You're basically charging from your client.
Oh, so that's, so the purpose of connecting is just so they come pick up the order from the location where I'm at, correct?
Yes.
That's the only purpose?
Yep, yep.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be interested in that. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be that many orders, so
mm-hmm.
it's okay if I just drive 5 minutes for
mm-hmm.
now.
All right, so you don't need
yeah.
a shipping merchant then.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay.
Yeah, go ahead,
Let me ask you a question. So when a customer, if it's an order that I'm going to ship out, that means that I have to manually type in the address? Is that correct?
If you're basically... doing your basically you have to basically ship your order manually, then you will basically just receive an order and you just have to basically check your backend, check your admin dashboard. Whenever you receive an order, you have to fulfill that order first. Like once you're basically printing things are ready, then you just have to go manually, you have to deliver that order. Your website don't have that functionality then.
So then I would have to manually create the label. Is that correct?
Yes. You don't have the shipping functionality then. The website is only for basically receiving orders.
Okay.
Yeah. Your website don't have that functionality to basically deliver your orders to your clients or customers' doorstep. All right. Whenever you receive an order, you receive a notification in your like a backend. And
okay.
then you just have to basically fulfill that order, and then you have to basically reach out your shipping merchant manually, not from your website, and then you have to basically deliver your order manually to your client.
Oh, understood. Okay.
Yeah. But the shipping merchant usually basically, you don't have to basically put information manually. Let's say if you connect any shipping merchant with your website, so
mm-hmm.
that shipping merchant basically help you to, you don't have to basically put a manually information like address, like phone number. The shipping merchant automatically contact your clients, automatically contact you to basically pick your
mm-hmm.
order from your doorstep. And the shipping merchant have that responsibility to basically deliver your order on a timely basis.
Okay. Yeah,
and yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Because I'm not interested for them to pick up the order at my doorstep. The only thing that I'm interested in is
mm-hmm.
for them to verify the email address of the customer to make sure it's correct. And
mm-hmm.
then the second thing would be for them to automate the label so I don't have to type it out. Those are the only two things that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you want to do your orders on a manually basis, right?
Well, is there a way where it can automate it so I don't have to type out the address?
But, okay, let me show you. That possible?
Okay.
Can we do a Zoom call right now?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, so within 2 minutes, you receive a Zoom link on Teamwork. So just join that meeting, and then I will show you how shipping merchants work, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Mark. Thank
all
you.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right.